University of Maryland students who shout obscenities at home basketball games are not protected by free speech laws. John Anderson, the state's assistant attorney general, last month gave university officials approval to prohibit such behavior. Commentator Frank DeFord appreciates the ruling.
Often as I travel, I try to remember exactly why it was that people used to be so upset by Muzak, by elevator music. We didn't know how good we had it. Oh, as I move about now, what I would give just to be able to hear Monavani playing Moon River again and again. Instead, our unwilling ears are now bombarded by all manner of speech, of announcements, of advisories and prescriptions, of radio and television programs. When did it become official national policy that no public place could be allowed to exist without constant program noise? And that, of course, doesn't even take into account the volunteer noisemakers who feel inclined to conduct their most personal conversations loudly on cell phones. Excuse me, yell phones. Alas, as an institution, sport is a prime accomplice in the modern crime of unmitigated noise. The worst thing about Janet Jackson baring her breast during the Super Bowl halftime show was that it diverted criticism away from the unrestrained cacophony that had preceded her unveiling. Surely our ears were offended far worse than our eyes, but the NFL has escaped that censure. But of course, it is attending games where we are at greatest risk. Each year, stadiums and arenas become artificially noisier as the public address blares out trumpet calls and canned music and just plain loud racket. There used to be something so wonderfully pure about a crowd letting out with a spontaneous roar. Now, unfortunately, fans are just as liable to, in unison, scream vulgarities. It is called free speech, although you have to pay your way in to hear it. Civility and courtesy are not protected by the Constitution, even if, as I always understood it, if you bought a ticket, you were in effect buying a license that could be revoked. At least the Assistant Attorney General of Maryland has concluded that offensive speech in a public place is not an unalloyed right, especially when exercised before what he calls captive auditors. I understand that captive auditors means, in particular, children, but it's a phrase I'm proud to embrace. From now on, in whatever public space or whenever in the presence of cell phones, I will think of myself as a captive auditor. It is good to have a fancy official name for being a victim. From both an auditory and visual position, though, the single worst word that has ever been unleashed on sport is sucks. Now, it is not a dirty word. I can say it on the radio, as I just did. But it is such a rude, nasty little word, isn't it? Frankly, there are a lot of dirty words that I like better. But fans love to scream ad nauseum that the opponents suck or such and such a player sucks. In the fashion of the times, they even chant it or they print the same things on T-shirts, and people actually think it makes them really clever if they walk around in T-shirts that say so-and-so sucks. If I could ask one thing of the Neanderthal creeps at games who bother captive auditors like me, it would be to at least come up with another rude and childish word to replace sucks. And thank you also for standing on the right and walking on the left.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.